This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1372, the IELTS Task 1 mistake that gives you a 4.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Is your task achievement score killing your task one writing score? Today, we share a common student error that causes students to receive a 4 on task achievement. We'll also share the key strategy that will help you get a 7 or higher on this score. So get ready to take notes.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Aubrey, have you been grading a lot of student essays lately?
Yes, I have. I have all the students in our 3 Keys IELTS course now receive feedback from their essays. So once upon a time, right, it was sort of an upgrade to get feedback on essays. Now everyone who signs up for the course gets feedback. So I grade a lot of IELTS essays.
So guys, we are going to give you insight today. How and why do so many students end up with a 4 for task achievement on writing task 1. This is such a quick, simple mistake, but it brings your score down to a 4.
Exactly. And stay to the end because we are going to share not only how to avoid this mistake, but the easiest way to make sure that you can get a 7 or higher on this score for task 1. There are, if you are systematic, if you follow these strategies, it's guaranteed you can get a high score on your task achievement score.
Yes, so stay until the end, guys, because we will tell you a quick and simple strategy to make sure you get a 7 or higher for task achievement, all right? But first, let's get into this example of a student who got a 4, unfortunately, for task achievement on academic writing task 1. Now, Aubrey, can you describe this graph for us? And guys, if you're listening or watching on YouTube, go to our blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. And in this blog post for this episode, 1372, you'll see the question there. All right. But Aubrey, can you briefly describe what this graph looks like?
Yes. So it's a graph with 3 lines and they are labeled desktops, laptops, and tablets. And then it says the chart below shows the number of products sold from January to June in one electronics retail store. So we see on the left side, the number of products, 0, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. And on the bottom, you have these months, January, February, March, April. So it's a change over time chart showing how the product sales increased and decreased over time.
So in this chart, there are 3 different colors, and the key at the bottom tells you what those colors mean, right? Like blue is desktops, orange is laptops, gray is tablets. On the real IELTS exam, it's not going to be in color, but you still have to pay attention, right? Because there'll be like dots or dashes, or the labels will be on the chart. But usually you will find the definitions for what the lines are in a key. So the key will be on the bottom of the graph or on the side of the graph. So this is where you need to slow down, read the key and the graph carefully to make sure that you understand what the lines represent.
Exactly. This is a vital error that can really lower your score if you don't take that extra minute to make sure you understand the chart, which line is which information is changing. And when you're writing, just double check, glance back at the chart to make sure you've kept these categories straight in your mind. Because if you mislabel, if you provide inaccurate information, this lowers your task achievement score to a 4.
A 4, you guys, a 4. So the literal, the words on the band descriptor chart for task achievement band 4, one of the definitions is key features / bullet points that are presented may be irrelevant, repetitive, inaccurate, or inappropriate. So if you're choosing numbers that don't matter, right? That counts as being irrelevant. Okay. So that matters here. That's why we tell you only choose the most important numbers, and we'll tell you what those are at the end of today's episode. And in this case, we're showing you today, guys, the person included inaccurate information because they mixed up what the lines were, right? So the numbers that should have been for desktops, for example, she said they were for tablets. Okay. So because of that, all of the numbers are wrong in the essay, and she gets a 4 for task achievement.
Exactly. The first thing affected was the overall trend because these categories, these words were switched, giving the wrong information in the overall trend. She had said, whereas tablets rose slightly when she meant laptops. So already your overall trend is inaccurate.
Yeah, from the get-go, inaccurate.
The 4 things that affect your score on IELTS speaking are fluency and coherence, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation. Worried about your pronunciation for test day, not getting enough feedback or corrections? Rosetta Stone can be a safe space to practice your pronunciation before you walk into that room with the examiner. Plus, if you make it a daily habit, we are sure that it will show up in your overall score. Especially because they use a patented speech recognition engine called True Accent, built into the program, so you get immediate feedback and corrections. So why not add Rosetta Stone to your daily exam prep? And once you move past IELTS, there are 25 other languages that you can have access to on Rosetta Stone. Let's get you ready for IELTS with better pronunciation. And here is a special offer. For a limited time, IELTS Energy listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/AEE. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/AEE today.
And then if we look at the body of her essay, right, we see that all the numbers are mixed up, again, because she mixed up what the lines represented. So for example, she says, desktops had the highest sales at 80 in January. That's correct, right? And then she did get a couple numbers correct, right? But then she said, while laptops dramatically swelled from 10 to 95, and those numbers are not about laptops. Those numbers are about tablets. So she's making the examiner work so hard because now I have to like double check every single number with the graph because I have to see how many are correct and not correct.
Exactly, right? And it seems like such a small error. You're really just switching 2 words. She has switched the words tablets and laptops, but it's so devastating for your score because in every paragraph, it makes information reported inaccurate.
Exactly, exactly. So to prevent doing that, guys, here is what you have to do. First of all, as we said, read the key and the graph carefully. Take that time before you write to really read everything on that question and understand and think about what this information is telling you. What exactly is happening on this chart or line graph? And then we have to circle the most important numbers. Now, what are the key numbers that we have to include in our essay, Aubrey?
Yeah, for each of these lines, you would want to circle the beginning and the end, the starting point and the ending point, as well as the highest and lowest. What was the peak it got to, that highest point, and then the lowest point as well for each line. And then anything interesting, anything that seems really out of the ordinary or anything surprising in the chart, those are also numbers that you would want to include.
Now, a couple notes there, guys. Some of you might be listening to this and you're like, that's like five numbers for each line. Usually it's not, guys, because if you look at a lot of line graphs, the lowest point might also be the beginning and the highest point might also be the end. So you're not going to repeat that, right? You're just going to say like it started at the lowest point of five and it culminated at a peak of 10, right? So you're saying this is the end and it's also the highest, but you're only giving that one number. And on a note about the anything interesting category, usually there's not. Just so you know, guys, don't break your brain trying to look for interesting numbers because usually there's not. Usually all you're going to include for each line is beginning, end, highest, and lowest.
Yes. And one final note, when you're proofreading, definitely take that second to double check and make sure that you kept the categories clear in your mind separate, that you didn't make this mistake of switching labels, of switching numbers, which change, right? Just a quick glance to make sure that what you have written matches the information in the chart to avoid this very common error.
And it's similar to the advice we give for task two to help you stay on topic, guys. While you're brainstorming, you need to be checking back to the question to make sure all of your examples and reasons that you're brainstorming, that they all directly connect to the topic. So there's a lot of small, quick things you can do, guys, to make sure that your task achievement score in task one and your task response score in task two, to make sure that those scores are a seven or higher. It just involves slowing down a little bit and taking a few extra seconds to check back to the question. And guys, we did dive deeper into the task achievement and task response scores in episode 1367. So if you missed that, scroll up. It's called Advice for Both Task 1 and Task 2 Scores. So scroll up if you missed that one, guys, and make sure to hit follow right now so you never miss another episode.
Yes, if you're not following, you're likely missing amazing episodes. We're sharing great strategies, vocabulary, tips that you don't want to miss if you're taking IELTS anytime soon. So be sure to hit follow here on the podcast. We have two episodes every week. You don't want to miss any of them.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Aubrey.
Yeah, awesome. See you next time, Jess.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.